Today's charges serve as a warning that the FBI does not and will not tolerate businesses that violate our laws, obstruct our justice, and jeopardize our national security.
Obstructing justice, stealing trade secrets, bank fraud. Those were the charges the Justice Department levied against Chinese telecom giant Huawei on Monday. Meng Wanzhou, the company's chief financial officer who was arrested in December, and several of its subsidiaries were also named in the pair of indictments. It's the latest development in a series of crackdowns carried out by the United States against China for its cyber espionage, theft, and unfair trade practices. Kate O'Keefe is a reporter covering Chinese money and politics for the U.S. for The Wall Street Journal, and she's been following all of this. Thanks for being with us, Kate.
Thanks for having me.
So we were expecting that there would be indictments. Were you surprised at the scope of these indictments?
That's a good question. I think we generally had a sense of the content of the indictments that were on the way. But one thing that I thought was really something to behold was how many top officials from the U.S. unveiled these indictments. I mean, you had the heads of the Commerce Department, the Department of Homeland Security, the head of the Justice Department, and also the head of the FBI were all there at this press conference to announce the charges. And it was the very first day that the U.S. government reopened for business. So I think that gives you a sense of how seriously they're taking this.
Let's talk a little bit about the charges themselves. We mentioned obstruction of justice, stealing trade secrets. What are some of the specifics here? What's some of the backstory behind this? What type of trade secrets are we talking about?
So yesterday, there were two different indictments that were unveiled. One had to do with Huawei being accused of lying about its business dealings in Iran and evading sanctions. And that indictment implicated both the company and its chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, who is currently in Canada because she's being held there due to a U.S. extradition request. And it's important to keep in mind, too, that Ms. Meng is the daughter of Huawei's founder. So that's pretty serious for the company and for China as a country. And then the second case is a trade secrets case, and it involved allegations that Huawei had stolen proprietary robot technology from T-Mobile US. And that's a pretty interesting one because the underlying allegations in the case were actually known for some years, and it was already tried in civil courts. And actually, Huawei wasn't found to have benefited financially from the theft of these secrets. But in the indictment that came out yesterday, we saw that actually U.S. prosecutors believe there's evidence that Huawei systematically instructed its employees to steal trade secrets and technology from all sorts of companies, and that they actually rewarded these employees with bonuses.
Well, and one thing, of course, to be aware of is that trade talks are starting this week between the U.S. and China. What does this mean for those talks, or what could this mean for those talks?
You know, the trade talks, it's been such a roller coaster, and this certainly isn't, you know, throwing out a welcome mat for China. So I think we're probably going to see a bunch more news today and tomorrow when the talks are supposed to resume in Washington.
And I'm wondering if you could give us a sense of the dynamic that exists currently between the U.S. and China when it comes to this type of innovation. We've always seen the two superpowers, if you will, competing. But where do we stand today?
In terms of a lot of emerging technologies, the U.S. and China are really sort of battling it out. You know, there's technologies like artificial intelligence and next generation wireless technology, 5G tech, which is really at the heart of Huawei's business. Those are areas where we're still trying to get a sense of who's doing what and which companies have which capabilities. Quantum computing is another area like that where you see publications all the time claiming that certain companies or countries have advanced in certain ways, but a lot of this technology is still quite new and it's hard to get a sense of what's really going on.
How broad is Huawei's technology operations in the United States?
So since 2012, when a congressional report basically flagged Huawei as an espionage threat, the company's been largely prohibited from operating here. But interestingly, that hasn't stopped them from expanding quite significantly around the globe. And right now, Huawei is the world's biggest maker of telecommunications equipment. And the U.S. has no equivalent company that produces that type of equipment. And it's also the second biggest smartphone maker. So Huawei recently overtook Apple to get that position, and they're only behind Samsung, which is a Korean company.
And there's also talk that the United States is drafting some sort of executive order that would ban American companies from using Chinese equipment in their telecom networks. Is that even realistic? I mean, is that EO even coming down the pike? It just seems hard to think that that might actually be effective.
I mean, we've been hearing about it for quite some time, and the details of it would be really important to nail down because, as I was saying, Huawei really doesn't have much of a presence here in the U.S., so I feel like for the executive order to have a huge impact on Huawei, it might have to be a little bit stronger, or maybe the U.S. would take action through some other means. I mean, for example, earlier we saw the government put ZTE, which is Huawei's big rival in China, on something called the entity list, and that meant that ZTE couldn't use any U.S. equipment or products for its manufacturing, and that really hurt the company. But they ended up being taken off it because President Trump said he wanted to make a deal with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. So if the U.S. did something like that to Huawei, that would be really, really huge, and I think that's what everyone's sort of looking out for. But that likely would be done through some sort of Commerce Department or Treasury action and not necessarily an executive order.
Kate O'Keefe is a reporter covering Chinese money and politics in the United States for The Wall Street Journal. Kate, thank you.
Thanks.